How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, I'm Scoot. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hello, Janice. How are you?
Hello. How are you, Scoot?
Great.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Okay. Well, I know that you go to Oregon and everything, you know, and you fly. Last night, I saw something, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. You know how sometimes you see something, you're reading it, and you're thinking, oh, wait a minute. When did this happen? Was this from a few weeks back or what? Well, I got a shock last night. I realized that what I was reading, I was looking at the date and everything, I was reading, it was in Pennsylvania, I think Lancaster. Yeah. It was Sunday. There was a plane crash, and then yesterday, a plane crash. What was becoming weekly is now becoming daily, and it had me very upset. I just couldn't get over what I was seeing. One was a medical plane, it said, and there were five people dead. I think it was the pilot and five people they had on the plane there. Five people dead on the plane. Two plane crashes in 2 days. I don't know what's happening. And insofar as this trans situation, I know somebody, well, I don't know them anymore. They passed away. I don't know why, a few years back. And this is how it goes, and this is not good. It's a tricky situation, the whole thing. It really is. When you're transitioning, you have to live it for a year before you can take the testosterone, let's say, or the estrogen, okay, and then you have the physical surgery. Now, I asked this person, we were communicating on Facebook. He was wearing a wig and a dress, and I mean, you could tell it was a man. Now, I know that the person would never harm a woman. This person wasn't that kind of person. But, I mean, any guy could go, wear a wig, wear a dress, go in a women's bathroom. I asked him. I said, okay. I said, you live in this for a year, but you haven't taken any of the hormones yet, and, of course, you haven't had the surgery. And there was a picture of him and someone else, another person, sitting at a table at a restaurant. So I said, what happens when you have to go to a bathroom? I said, you obviously can't go in the men's room looking like that. And you know, so he says he was going in the women's room. But, I mean, you could look at him and see he was a man. Mm-hmm. Not having any estrogen or anything yet, nothing had changed. It was a man. You could tell he was what he was born.
But and as you said, it's kind of tricky because it's tricky because you said to him, well, you can't go in the men's room dressed like that because it doesn't seem logical that you go in the men's room dressed like that. But he still looks like a man, so he might freak people out in the ladies' room. But Janice, do you trust me when I tell you that there are women?
No, I never trust you. I'm joking.
There are women. You would not know that they're women. They look so much like men.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes, that's the same thing, right?
If that person goes in the ladies' room, that person is going to freak out a lot of people because they look just like a man.
Right. It's just a, that's what I'm saying. The whole thing, yeah, there was a man, well, I call it a man, wanted to join the police force, and they didn't let him. But I don't think that was right. I don't think that should have been based on the fact that he was transgender. I think it should have been based on other things. But, I mean, to see, I sent a picture the other day of him to my cousin. To see this person, it's a man, really. And I don't know what's in his underwear or anything, but still, to look at him, he's a man. And he shouldn't go in the ladies' room, no.
Aren't you glad that you and I don't have to worry about this? Because you are the epitome of femininity, and I am the epitome of masculinity, and you and I don't have to worry about this.
Well, I mean, if you're out in public, well, I mean, you wouldn't have to worry about it, because a man isn't going to rape a man, and a woman isn't going to really rape a man.
But whoa,
I mean,
wait a minute, wait a minute,
a women's
wait
bathroom,
a minute. Men rape men. Men rape men.
Well, I mean,
I don't have any firsthand experience, but men rape men. And Janice, I can't tell you how many times that I'm looked at, and people see me at the sink in the men's room, and they walk in, and then they walk right back out and look at the door because they think they see me. They think they walked into the ladies' room. I don't think I look anything like a woman.
Yeah, well, one time I thought I was going into the men's room. They had a woman standing there, and I was looking at the face, you know. I didn't realize that there weren't urinals there, and the person was standing sideways looking down at the phone.
Well, wait, you thought you were going into the men's room? You wanted to go into the men's room?
No, I thought I accidentally
I didn't go in, but I said
to myself, wait a minute, I'm going the wrong way.
I
realized that, you know, and I eventually went in, and it was a woman. I found out what it was later. It was a lesbian. It was a woman who looked like a man.
Okay, I need to get to a break here.
She was a woman.
I need to get to a break here. I can't explain the plane crashes. I think it's just a coincidence. I mean, I wonder if when it comes to civil aviation, I wonder if there have been any changes that have led some people to flying when they shouldn't fly. I wonder if there's a lack of upkeep when it comes to some aircraft. I can't explain it. It might just be a coincidence. But to this day, I'm not afraid to fly.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.